wondering if heaven knows he might have some old diaries or letters or heaven knows
what.
No, he
had three sons by the first wife, and she divorced him, or he divorced her, and he only has two daughters by the other. And Mrs. Pope is completely paralyzed. I haven't seen her for over 20 years, and she was a friend of mine long before she was Mrs. Pope. But I don't know, I was just wondering about Tack. Tack, as I say, knows them very well.
Tack is Thackeray, is it?
Thackeray, yes. Mm-hmm. We were all army together, you know, mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm. Don't you dare eat one of those?
Well, I'm going to have dinner in about an hour's time.
Oh. Well, look. Cheese. That won't hurt you.
Come on.
And I can get you a drink. I'll get you.
This is, but
I've got the drink out. I didn't put out the scotch rye or gin or rum, because I thought in case you have to put them all back there. But if you'd say to me, I only take scotch, well, that would be delicious. But I didn't go today. I usually go every second Thursday. I used to go every Thursday to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Because I really, when you've been with people and done things, you've got to.
That's right.
Sort of go on.
Well, I think it's a good idea that you do, that you are out.
Well, I also go every Tuesday morning. Well, I've only gone to them for a year, because for ages I felt I really ought to help. There are millions in this town, as you know, that live in one room.
That's right.
And I now go down to the Silver Threads every Tuesday morning, and I'm in the library down there.
Oh, I didn't know they had one.
Well, they've got quite a good one. I mean,
well,
people have sent us books. And it's really quite a decent one, so I'm in there, and as I say, the old soldiers come in, and old troops. I saw one with a red patch on them the other day, so I said, oh, you're one of the old red patches, because that's what Buster was, well, Prince would be there. And he said, yes, and I said, well, probably remember my husband, Sutherland Brown. He said, oh, man.
Is that right?
He was also... Buster was president of BC and also president here of the Army, Navy, and Air Force veterans.
Oh, yes.
Just adored them, and they seemed to like him, and he was always there.
Was his background a United Empire loyalist?
His family, originally, I think, yes.
Oh,
yes, because they came up in the States. His father was... Well, I'm going to eat him, you don't.
Now you go right
his
ahead.
His father was... I don't know where they came from, someplace, but they were Scotch originally.
Mm-hmm.
As you know from my son's name, Malcolm, Ian, and Apple.
I see.
But I really think of something that interesting about.
Well, there's one thing you know that surprised me when he mentioned it about 1 or 2 weeks ago. He did, as you said. Well, both of them lived at the house by the Dardanelles.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me that he used to walk almost all the time. He used to walk down to work with Barracks. Walk down and walk back.
Did he? Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good long walk.
I know. Evidently, he was quite keen on walking and running and, much would say...
Oh, he's a real man, you know. Mm-hmm.
I know he used to run at Berkhamsted, for example, you know, the English school where he attended.
That. Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's quite a runner. And really, I think it was in no small part owing to his physical fitness that he was able to come through the war, because he was wounded 5 times, I think.
No, was it? No, yes. I didn't know that.
No, that time he was wounded. I don't know if you've ever been swimming or in a swimming party with him and saw him stripped down to the waist, but by gosh, his back looked as if he was flayed with a cannonball. Really does.
No, does it really? Mm-hmm. Well, they've done a wonderful job here. As I say, for 12 years, Sir Buster had three different governors. He was with three different governors, and then the four of them. And then there was Bruce before, and Fordham Johnson, and the Banks. And there's not been... Now, granted, there was more money with them. I mean, the Fordham Johnsons and the Rosses and the Hambers and the Clary Wallace. The parties were just stupendous, most of them. But nobody has entertained everybody like the Perks, or have been as popular. Now, I can say that absolutely from the people adore them.
I would go along with that. I understand from a newspaper article that there was a fund raised for him before he took on the job.
I think so, because you see, well, I know that one, I think it was Mrs. Woodward told me once, she said, what the government give us a year, their salary, doesn't even pay for the servants.
Yes, I can imagine that.
And as you see, George hasn't got it.
That's quite true.
He probably has a decent pension, but his pension isn't going to begin to do anything there. And another thing, they have taxes to pay too, you see, which is, I think, criminal. Get them to do a job like that, and then they pay taxes.
Didn't know that.
Well, Mrs. Woodward told me that. Now, whether they still do, I don't know. But she told me that.
Taxes on the income that they don't
pay. You could find that out, but I do. Mrs. Woodward did tell me that.
Who are the main contributors? Any idea? I imagine it'd be.
No, but I imagine it'd be. Well, I don't know, but I think there are an awful lot of people in Vancouver that have. Great. Well, most of the well-off people here, well, like old Sir Frank Barnard and Senator Barnard and all those people who would have done that type of thing, are all dead now, you see. And Robbie Kerr, I suppose, about the wealthiest one here. I never heard who they were, but there must be somebody that...
I was wondering about Ross.
Ross didn't care for him.
Is that right?
Now don't put that in.
No.
Well, I say he doesn't care for him. I know he was furious because, after all, when you go as governor, you don't have to follow in absolutely in the footsteps of the people behind. And Mr. Ross, now, whether this is true or just gossip, but he fixed a room for George to have. The governor always had a very nice little sitting room just to the right of the door as you come in, and the dressing rooms, and then, and I think Mr. Ross fixed a room there for the governor. So they did it, and did a beautiful job after that fire, you know, and put in an awful lot of things that they gave to the, and for some reason or other, George didn't want a room, evidently. I don't know whether he has a room to himself now. When he gave it to Gar Dixon, you see.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
And I know Mr. Ross. I think Ross told me so himself.
Quite annoyed at that.
It was a little annoyed. But you can't follow in the footsteps to do everything. And George, you see, isn't independent enough. He didn't want a room. The same way as I think Blythe is the only person that hasn't had a second room. Mrs. Banks had for a while, and then she gave it up. But then they didn't entertain anything like it, and I think it's just wonderful the way she's done without a secretary herself. Now I'm going to get you a drink. What do you have?
What do you have?
Well, listen, you're going to hate me when I tell you that I don't have mine till 6:45, but I have it when my vegetables are cooking.
Well, sherry would be marvelous.
Is it? Would you just get sherry?
Absolutely, beautiful.
That'd
be lovely.
But, I'll give you my best, too, dry fly.
I've never had it.
Well, you know, Bill, it's Finlayer's medium dry fly.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The thing is, I say to me, I just drink, I have a drink every night I'm in by myself. I have gin and tonic or rye and tonic. Can you get it? Or shall I go and put it under hot water?
No, I have it.
Lovely. I feel you could now take a real one, because I think you'll like it. It's good.
Well, as the saying goes, it pours well. I suppose if I was a connoisseur, I should smell the cork and all that sort of thing, eh?
That doesn't mean a thing to me.
I was talking to him again. Let's see, today is what? Today is Thursday. Yes, I was down there on Tuesday, and although generally we follow his life along fairly chronologically, since it was close to the opening of Parliament, I was questioning him about the, what would you call it, his life or his position, etc., as Lieutenant Governor. And he mentioned something about the servant problem, and I gather that, that he has at present about 12 up there, and of the 12, I think he pays himself either 5 or 6.
I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there are certain ones that are paid by the government, but...
That, of course, is new, too, in a way. They used to... The government had...
Okay.
You see, they had... they paid for... the government used to pay for his secretary, their secretary, who I think of as Fairburn, and then Cromack was the second. Well, then Fairburn left for some reason, I don't know, and Cromack came in the head. Well, then Cromack died, and they brought in Gar. Gar Dixon, and he's been there with them ever since.
He'd be paid by the governor.
And they're paid by the governor. He's paid by the governor. No, not by the governor, but the government,
government,
I think, yes.
Yeah.
And I noticed that they have girls on, if I call up Mrs. Perksick. But now, another thing, she told me now, I mean, yesterday, so it can't be this, not that this is, but anything to do with it, I suppose, in a way. I've usually been asked to the state ball. Well, I mean, they, mm-hmm. you know, I knew the way. But of course, there are 6 billion widows in this town, mm-hmm. no men to go with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't asked this year, and I don't think I was asked last year. I'm not sure. It doesn't make any difference anyway. I've been to most of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said to Blythe, yesterday something about, not about my not being asked. She brought it up because I was sitting on the sofa talking to her as I had her this luncheon, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And she said they had 650 at the wall. Were you at the wall?
No, no.
Well, there were lots of people this year not asked, and I can see why now. Well, George Burks did say to me once, coming out of Government House, he was coming out with me, you know, at some party, I can't remember whether it was a ball or what, but he walked out the door and he said, Claire, if anybody ever... you hear any complaints about people not being asked, or you hear of anybody that you feel ought to be asked, and let us know. Because, I mean, he knows me well enough to.
Mm.
And he said, you know, we cannot ask everybody every time. I said, I should think you couldn't. And he said, so she told me yesterday a thing that I didn't know or I'd never even gone into. You see, I'd probably not curious enough.
Mm.
That each member of the Parliament can ask so many people to that ball.
I didn't know that.
Now, either did I. Well, 650. Well, as she said, there are 30 more or less of the staff, because all the aides were there, and their wives and things. So she said there are about 30. So there are about 620. And she said, you see, it does cut us down a bit.
Mm.
Well, I should think it would cut them down if each Skillings can ask so many, Bennett asks, and Bonner, and all these people ask so many of their friends. After all, it's a state ball. I suppose there in Parliament they should. But that is something I didn't know before.
Well, I know he was telling me when I was questioning him that he is granted by the government $25,000 a year for entertainment. But that is for the year, and that is for everything. And as he said at the time, that he couldn't possibly live within that.
No.
You know,
at
his entertainment bill.
No, and I mean, look what the price of things are now.
Yeah. I said that, I told him that I think he must have one of the largest liquor bills in the province, because he must.
Well, you see, there's another thing. I think they've been rather wonderful the way they, the others, but the other people before, just had ad lib. Now, you get plenty there, but I don't think New Year's Day, for instance, you get a drink all the time, do you?
Not all the time, no.
No.
Sometimes you do, sometimes you
mm-hmm.
don't.
And so that, and I remember too when they first went in, Mrs. Perks saying to me, do you think it all right if I give coffee parties?
Mm-hmm.
She said, will you hear anybody complaining about me and saying I shouldn't? I said, Blythe, I certainly think it'd be perfectly all right. And women like to come to Government House anyway and give what you like. Well, you see, all that cuts down on the liquor bill.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember any governor's wife before ever giving a coffee party. And Blythe at first gave quite a number, I know, but whether she still gives them now or not, that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when the others were there, they'd have all had the booze.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, the ample funds to back it up, too.
Ample funds to back it up. And they liked it. I mean, Clary liked it, there's no doubt about it, Billy Woodward, and all those people. But it's never been run. I have been at meals at every one of them, dozens of times while they're in office. But I have never had better meals than I've had at the...
Well, I can't say I've been there dozens of times, but fairly frequently. What I do, you see, I go up on a Tuesday morning around 10 o'clock.
Yes.
And sometimes we'll talk on for an hour, hour and a half, sometimes another half hour, and then I'll cut off the machine, or that damn thing, as he calls it. And sometimes we'll have a drink, and he'll say, well, no, you're staying for lunch. And I've had quite a number of lunches up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I must say, they're lovely, beautiful.
They're beautifully done, because I've been perhaps with just two other people, you know, and, and they are just beautifully done.
Was there any talk at the time when they took over with respect to their, not that, what's the word I
Yes, people groaned about it.
Were there?
Well, I'm going to say, well, there have been no parties like we have always had, and they hadn't been here any time when people were saying, did you ever have a nicer party than that one, or, you know? Oh, yes, I mean, well, people, naturally, we'd had very, very well-off people, you see. Banks, I suppose, is one of the wealthiest men in Canada.
Right.
Not that they did much entertaining, but still. But and the Woodwards are well off, and the Hammers, and the Wallaces, and the Rosses, and the Fordham Johnsons.
There was some feeling then that
yes,
things
Oh, that things would be cut down. Oh, we won't have parties like, and we haven't had parties like it, but we've had just as delightful parties. But not all the booze flowing, and you don't want it, and you know that lots of times you take it because somebody else is
That's
drinking
right.
too, and you don't want it anymore, and you want another foot.
That's right. Well, as you say, you know, I've talked to, since I've taken on this task as a sort of a sidelight to my normal academic affairs, I've talked to a fair number of people, and everyone says the same thing about the perks as you do. They
well,
don't know a nicer...
And every one of my friends who have been, as I say, with all these other people, it's not people that have just come now, but people that have been here since we, I mean, lived here before, but I meant that we've been to all these parties with, because we were great friends of the Wallaces and all those people. They all say the same thing. There isn't a person.
How do you account for that?
That I can't tell you, because, I mean, they're not knockouts in themselves, you know, but they are... so wholesome, and they like people. And I said to Blythe yesterday, you really like it? And she said, I really do. And somebody said, well, how can you, cause, you know, keep on going the way they do? Because they do keep on going. And she said, well, I'm not tired. And after all, George is what, 77, 78, something like that.
That's right, he is.
And, you know, you're beginning to wear out about them.
Yeah. He was born in 1888.
Did you get a card from this Christmas with him on
the horse? On the horse, yeah. He's always been talking about animals. They've always had some sort of animals.
No, they have... It's just their charm, and there's no doubt about it, Dr. Roy. You know yourself that you get what you give. And they give the whole of themselves. They enjoy people, and they may be the greatest bores, but... They never, you'd never know it.
No.
They're just as interested.
No. I'll tell you something. I don't want this to go any further, but it will give you an idea. There's only really two people that hear the Perks tapes, because I'm although people know that I am doing it, he tells me things in confidence that I respect his confidence, and these are going to be kept confidential. But... most of the things that he's told me so far are comparatively minor. Now, when we get up to the political stage, of course, this will be... I really will have to restrict these, I rather imagine. But the two people are... one is the secretary who types the Perks tapes out. You see, when
oh,
I tape
oh, do they? Oh, they
yeah, I have a secretary, and she types it out. And then the typed version I give back to him for any... just to make sure that it's...
as he said it.
As he said it, and any changes he may want to make. So she is one. And the other is my wife. when I first had my first couple of interviews, of course, he was quite interested, and we were just dealing with his early life as a boy, which is fascinating. Really,
I don't know what little Buster may have known.
Well, you know, she has, I mean, I've had 23 interviews with him, and my wife now just loves George Perk. She's never met him.
Oh, hasn't she?
No, she's not met him, but she just loves him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying there, I brought the tape back on Tuesday, and I said, well, now, here's another one. But he was tired on Tuesday, and one thing another, and she was listening to say, oh, yes, he is tired, isn't he? Oh, the poor fellow. So I'm like, you know, I'm like, But, you know, to reach her over a tape like this.
Now, that just shows you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, and he's so boyish, and then, it was a year ago, I think. You know, some of the parties here the well-off friends give are pretty nice. I mean, this was at a dinner, and then we danced afterwards down to the private room of the mm-hmm. Union Club, and I think there were 40 or 45 was there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had on little fake glass shoes, but they aren't they're plastic, you see,
mm-hmm.
but great high glass heel like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was dancing with them and caught my shoe or something that came off and left it in the middle of the floor. And George Red rushed and said, Cinderella's shoe, Cinderella's, you know. I mean, he's right on the job every time.
Yeah, yeah. He has a keen wit.
Oh, keen wit. He's right on the ball every time.
Mm-hmm.
And then another nice day we had with him, there wasn't anything to Sarah Spencer. You know who I mean, by any chance? But she's a very wonderful citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Interested in everything, and 2 years ago she said to me, there's a barbecue at Saturna Island, will you come with me? And she said, I'll find out all about it, and I said, yes. So we went, you had to go down and then take a little boat over from someplace in Sydney to Saturna.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got there, a few people, we'd never even seen it. Before, because we didn't know the Saturna people or anything, you know. And they had all these 38 lambs. Have you ever seen a barbecue?
I've seen TV shots of it over there. That's quite a thing.
38 lambs, sort of on things, bent over fire. Well, we went for a walk around the island. There was nothing to do, and we'd each taken our knitting. And then we sat on the ground. And then about 1 o'clock, word said, here comes the governor. So the cooks, who were the chief people of the island, rushed to meet the governor, and now Phil,
I'd
like
to go on. I've got to go in about 10 minutes.
I'll have one too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't get it. Take your paw and get it.
There we are.
A little tricky with this thing. So we went to meet them, and they greeted us. Well, just walked down a little bit too. He had Featherston with him that day, Featherston and Mrs. Thank you. And so he said, well, come on now and join us. So Sarah and I sat. Of course, I thought this was bad, that they had nothing but the odd bench to sit on.
Hmm.
I mean, after all, I've been so used to everybody getting things. I mean, even when Buster was DOC, if we were going to be head of it, there was always chairs for us or a place for us. There wasn't a darn thing for them. So he sat on the ground with us, and then they came and said that lunch was ready and the animals were barbecued. So he got up and they asked him to cut the first one up, you see. Did you see the snapshot of those? I've got it here, I think. And so he cut Blythe. And we went and sat down on the ground with two Featherstons and Sarah and myself and Perks. Now, there's no other person. I can't think of another governor that would, well, I mean, that wouldn't have been a little put out at
mm-hmm.
nothing to sit on. And I can't think of why Saturna Island would do a thing like that. I mean, after all, if you ask, I imagine they brought him over in the RCMP yacht. I would have thought they'd have a little
something. Even a bench.
Anything Yes, but no. And there was no benches there. Afterwards, they wandered around, people talked to them, and then they went. And we went shortly afterwards. But he was just full of beans and wearing, I think, well, I see if I can get it.
This would be quite typical of, quite typical to my mind.
I should have it right here. And I know I said to Blythe yesterday, Blythe, I hear someone told me that you didn't want me to have the photograph. She said, I never did it in my life.
This is a very, very pleasant flat, I must say.
Isn't it an attractive flat?
Oh, I do like it. I like it very much.
I got this when I came back from the Holy Land. I came back on a Sunday and got it on a Monday, was I?
You were lucky.
You bet I was lucky, my attorneys.
This is the Saturna Island photo, is it? Oh, lovely.
Isn't that
lovely?
Oh, lovely. I think it's just lovely. And Blida took that. She had this hanging around her neck. And then she just took one of me. So it wasn't a very crowded one. But you see, it was rather exciting. The best one that I've had taken, more or less. Oh, and you see, we had nothing to see. You see, everybody squatting on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Amidst all the lambs and so forth.
Uh-huh. Oh, well.
But I think that this one of George is just perfect. You see him cutting up the lamb?
Yeah.
And you know, he's fun enough to put on a cap.
Uh-huh. Oh, he would thoroughly enjoy that. He would thoroughly enjoy that.
Well, he does. That's what makes them love. Mm-hmm. You know, those who turn out and people thought he was just wonderful, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. That, I like that.
Yes. Well, you can have that if you want it by any chance, but I know Blythe has some.
Well, I'll see if she has a copy of it first.
Yes.
This is going to be one of the problems. I would like to have lots of photographs in the book. Of course, first of all, mind you, I have to write the book. And part of my problem, to be quite frank, is that so far, and we've reached now about 1935 or 1936, right around there. And, you know, he told me all that I could possibly want. But one of my problems may be when we get to the political side of it, because he's still under oath, I believe, as a Privy Councillor.
Oh, is he?
And when you get, shall we say, if I start questioning him about major governmental affairs, when he was a cabinet minister, John Diefenbaker, and John Diefenbaker is very much alive, shall we say, very much alive. There's going to be a problem. It may be a problem, I don't know.
I don't know either. I had a lovely story, and having just met you, I really don't know that I should tell you this, but I think it's perfect, and it's so sort of true, you know, that a woman, this is just a story, took her twin sons to be christened.
Mm-hmm.
This came from Toronto. And the clergyman said to her, "What's this one's name?" And she said, John Diefenbaker Jones. And what's this one name? Lester Pearson Jones. And you were Mrs. Jones? No, she said, I'm not married. He said, by their bastards. And she said, do you think of two greater bastards I could call them after? I just think it's priceless. Now, I think I told George that the other day. Don't you think it's good? No, really.
Lovely.
I think it's lovely.
Lovely.
Oh.
Lovely. And he would enjoy that.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is going to be, as I say, one of the...
Yes, I don't know how you're going to get around, because that government has been so tricky for the last, and even when he was in it then.
That's right.
But they must have thought a lot of him then, or they would never have given him this post, would they?
I agree with you. Now, another newspaper comment that I read mentioned or suggested that at the time, you know, when the Liberal government was beginning to fail,
mm-hmm.
and the Tories were coming up, that there was even some question as to whether it would be Perks or Diefenbaker who would lead it. Now, this I don't know,
mm-hmm.
quite frankly.
No, he died with Diefenbaker, much as I used to like him, but he has let himself go. I think he's, Honest John is a good name for him. But we're getting very tired of them, apparently. And I think that there isn't a doubt about it. I don't know what you are, it doesn't matter. But if Diefenbaker hadn't been the leader, the Conservatives had got in. Without a doubt.
Well, that's one reason why I didn't vote for him this time, because he was still there.
Well, I've heard several people who have been Conservatives always said, I wouldn't be the... And yet, as I said, well, at least he is honest. He is honest, but I think he's gone a little screwy.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
Which is too bad. When he's certainly going to give them a rough road to hoe.
Oh, boy. One thing, by the way, just to go back to Government House for a moment. About 2 or 3 weeks ago, when I was leaving, I met Mrs. Burks on the way coming out, and I suggested to them, they were both there, actually, that we might have a chapter in the book on Government House. That is to say, what it's like to be a lieutenant governor of a province, and that sort of thing. And they both were enthusiastic. They both laughed and said, well, there should be a lot of laughs in that chapter. And I rather think they had...
But there hasn't been any. I truly say that every single person in this town, and, you know, I know everybody, more or less, so that I've had it from right, left, and center. That there have never been people that have been as popular.
Yes, I'd agree with them.
And it is because they are interested in people, and she has backed him up every time, and as you say, the happy marriage, she is devoted to him, and he to her, and it does. You know, it takes two to run these things, there's no doubt about it.
I would imagine it would be murder, so I'll close this off now.